Dus dat van je bent bezig met bezig again. Van de four lines down from the big lines. Yomer Rabbi Yechanan. Il mole shalosh mikroes halol of not for these three psukim is nismaita to ragleim shoshenim shay Yisrael. It would have been wiped out the feet of the sainim, the enemies of Yisrael, which really means here B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael themselves would have been wiped out. In other words, we do chatoyim, we deserve to be wiped out. But these three psukim say it's not our fault, it's like Hashem's fault that we do the chatoyim. Because Baruch Hu says he created the Eitz Hara and he himself made it bad for us. So it's the Eitz Hara that causes us to do the Averus. Like a mold in the form of the point that makes it. Kein Atem is also biyodi. Like we're in the Yad, in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like it's Hashem's fault that we do the Chatoyim. Vidach, another Pasuk says, Vasirois yes leiv heaven mivsarachim, I'll take away the heart made out of stone, from the sat lechem leiv basar, and I'll give you a leiv made out of basar. So mashma, the leiv, the heart we have right now, it's a bad heart. That's why we do the Chatoyim. Rehapov v'romach mehai, from this Pasuk also, Nami, v'yes ruchi etem mekirbechem, my ruchi I'll put in amongst you, in other words, it's Hashem's ruach that's helping us. So it's not a totally our fault. We have to blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. The Irani Hashem Arboa Haroshim. Hashem showed him four different craftsmen. Arboa Haroshim. Maninu, who are these four people that are Haroshim, that are craftsmen? As Omarab Chonin Bar Bizno, Omarab Shimin Chasido is Mashiach Ben David. One of them was the Mashiach Ben David. These are the ones that are going to build up the Beis HaMikdash. Or Mashiach Ben Yosef. Veliyahu V'Koyin Tzedek. Elio and Kain said it, these are called Haroshim, people that build. So Rashi says, Mashiachim Shneim Haroshim Lebinyan Beis Hamikdash. The two Mashiachs, they helped to build the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Elio Harosh Evan Shebona Mizbech Har Karmel. Elio built the Mizbech Har Karmel. Umasinu Shu also Lishtalech, will also be sent. The Kain said the Kushain Ben Noach Nikra Harosh, because he also built. Some say he'll build the Teva by Noach, that's why it's called also craftsman. By the Moser Rosheshis, Rosheshis asked the Kashya to Rav Kana like, Ihochi is so. To Rav Chana. Rav Chana by reason said this. Said Pshan this posse. So Moser Rosheshis, Rosheshis asked the Kashya, Ihochi if so. The posse is talking about these people are building up. Hainu the Sid. The posse says, V'yemer alai Elo Hakronois Hashezoras Yuda. These are like the horns that are and they spread out Yuda. They're coming to destroy Yehuda. So, Ahainu Lishuva Yisoy. It's called, these are coming like to build up Klai Yisrael. The Pasuk is Mashma, these are coming to break Klai Yisrael. So, Amalei answered back, Shofel say for the crow. Look at the back, the end of the Pasuk. Now, the end of the Pasuk says that the Pasuk is not going on these four people. Vayavoyu Elo Lahachredoisim Luyodois Esakronois. Hagoyim Anoisim Keren Halaretz Yudal Israiso. Now, the end of the Pasuk is not going to say this Pasuk is talking about the Pasuk before. About these four people are building up. And this is a different pasuk talking about somebody else. Shashi Leila. Shetchlosa ain't a medaba becharoshim. We're not talking about these four people that are building up. Elabuuma is talking about the other goyim. Shekhashashur hanovi, esamela, esamalach. That's what he answered in. So this pasuk that says that the goyim will destroy us is going on other people, not on these four people. So Amalei, so Sheshis answered back. The one that the Amalei Pahadi Chana Bagarata Lomli. Like, why should I start up with Chana and Nagarata? He's a bigger bucket than me, Nagarata. He knows what he's saying. By the possible, Hoy is there Sholem Ashur Kiyova Biatseno. Come the time in Ashur when Syria will be peace with us. The Chiyidrach Vamanaseno. It'll break down our towers. The Yakamnu Alav Shiva Royim. And it'll put upon us seven people that are Royim, shepherds. Ushmeinin Asichai Odom. And eight very important people. That's when we put upon Klal Yisrael. Maninu, who are these people? Sheva Roim, who are the seven shepherds? That's David, Biemtzi, in the middle. Now, Adam, Sheshu, Mishashalach, Miminoi. These were three tzaddikim on the right side. And Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe, Bismil, they're on the left side. So exactly what it means, these are the Sheva Royas. Rashi also is not so sure what it means. Well, Maninu, Shemoin, and Asicha, Yodim, who are these eight people that are very choshva people? That's Yishai, Vishoyel, Ushmuel, Amos, Zitzvanya. Tzidkiyo or Mashiach v'Eliyo. These are the eight people that are very, very chashim. But then the Mishnah says, Abor Salomis, that there were four ladders on each type of the candlesticks. It's Tana Gavoya Shal Menorah Chamishim Amma. The Menorah was 50 Amas high. That's why they had to have four big ladders going up there. The Abor Yelodim Shal Prachet Kuna V'Yodeim Kadi Shemin Shal Menorah V'Yesim Lug. By the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, they used to light the menorah. So they had four young kohanim, and they were holding in them the pitchers of shemen that equaled up to 120 lug of shemen. That's how much oil was burnt every night by Simcha Beis HaShoeva. So Yiboyelihu, Mei Aviesim Lug Kula, doesn't mean altogether it was 120 lug, each young child, young Kayin, was carrying by himself 120 lug. So be four times that. Tosh Shema coming here. Over Yadayim it says, Kadi Shem, they had in their hands pitchers from oil. Shel Shloshim Shloshim lug. Each one held a pitcher that held 30 lug in it. Kula Meyav Yesim lug. Together it was 120 lug. So clearly it means altogether it's 120. Tona, it was learned, Vein Meshubachim Hoyo Yesim Mibnoa Shomarsis. These young Kanim were stronger and better than the son of Marsa, Bas Baisim. That Omru al Benoah, Shomarsa's Bas Baisim, was set upon her son, Shoyanoito Shtei Yerochis. He was so strong he was able to hold two sides of an animal, a whole zaitel, two sides of an animal, Shel Shor of a big ox, Hagodul, Shel Akuach Biel of Zuz, that you buy it for $1,000. He was able to hold these two big zaitels, sides of an animal. For Mahalach Ekev Vetzad Godel, he could walk very slowly up to the Mizbeach. That's what he could do. Ekev Vetzad Godel means you walk step by step. And as usually, if you want to carry something very heavy, you try and run fast, get it over with already. He was so strong, he was able to go nice and slow. Vestil, Flohenicho, Ochiv HaKahanim, Lassus came. The other brothers, the Kahanim, didn't let him carry up the animal, whereas the Korban, he didn't let them carry it up by one person. Mishum, Broivam, Hadris Melech. Well, we had in Gemara and Yuma, that his whole said he needed 24 people to work with Tomich HaShachar. Everybody had to help along, a few people together. Because the more people you have doing it, that's the klal, Beroivam Hadris Melech. So that's more my Mishabachim. Why do you say these young Kanam here, by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, carrying these lug of Shemin, was Mishubach, were better than her son? Ilaim Mishum Yukre, because they were stronger, they carried a heavier measurement. Fredimor Nein, Hani Yakirat Fei, to carry two sides of a big ox, weighs much more and is much heavier than to carry these 30 lugim of shemen. So the young Kanim were not stronger. The Bnei Shomarsis were stronger. El Hosam Keves Umruba. Over there, when the Bnei Shomarsis was able to carry it up the Keves, the plank, it was slightly it went upwards. It wasn't directly straight up. It went up gradually. And every four amis long, it went up an amma. So it's easy to walk that way. The Keves with the Keves Umruba, every fourth amit went up. For Loi Zakev wasn't straight up. Avahachos Sulamas v'Zakev Tuva. Here the ladders went straight up, like the menorah was 50 amas tall. So you had the ladders going straight up to reach the top of the menorah. So they were able to hold these pitchers that had 30 lugim of yain of oil in it and walk straight up. So that you need a lot of strength. That's why they're called stronger than Hassan. Now the Mishnah says, "Lohayichatz bishlayim." The light was so great from this menorah that they used by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva that every chatz in Yishlayim had light from it. Tono, Isha Hoysa Bereret Chitim Lior Shabbos HaShoeva. It was so light there she was able to burr to choose out the wheat with this light. Because you need light to be able to choose out burr the chitim, the wheat. She was able to do it from the light of the menorah, even though it was nighttime. Chasidim Yan Shem Aitzen, Mishnah says. The officers were dancing there by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. Tana Rabbanan, Yesh Miyam Oimim, some used to say, Ashrei Lo Deseinu, good is to the person that they were created. Shaloi Baishe Ezek Neseinu, that means they are not Mavaita, they didn't embarrass their elders. In other words, the children, Ebu Chasidim, these are called the Chasidim, that they never did any Chatoim, anything wrong, so they never embarrassed their parents. V'yan Shemaisa, these are Chasidim and Anshemaisa. V'yesh Miyam Oimim, some of them, they were said, Ashrei Ezek Neseinu, good is to the parents here, Shekipras Yaldesenu, that the parents have a kapara were machapa for their sons. That means Elo Bale Tshuva. Even though the sons did some chatoim, but now they're better and the parents were machapa on them, so that's called Bale Tshuva. Trashle Baish Shloyovarnu, Azerub Yaldesenu, Levayish Hasidnesenu. And some of them, the Yanshim Aisans Chizden, they were called people that never did a chatoim. And other people that did do chatoim would just say Ashrei to the parents, that their maisim were mechaper on the children. And Elu v'Elu, I mean, both used to say, on both of them, they said, Ashrei mi shlechotu, good is to the person that never did a chet altogether, or mi shechotu, someone did do a chet, Yoshev v'yim choloi, he should go do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meichlem. Like over here, these Baalei Teshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel them, and now they were okay. Tanya, Omer Olav al Hillel HaZokin, we said about Hillel HaZokin, Ki Yisho Yisomach B'Simchas Beis HaShoeva. When he used to be happy by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, on Sukkot by night, Omer, he would say like this, Omer Kain, Im Ani Kan HaKil Kan, famous on word. If I'm here, everybody's here. V'yim Eini Kan, but if I'm not here, Beis Hillel is not here, is Mikan, who's here? So Yechur, it's showing he's a Bagaivinik, he's showing off, and say, I'm the most chashma person here. If I'm here, it's Gvaltik. If I'm not here, not. And it's always brought down, Hillel was an Anav, the biggest Anav. So Rashi learns here, it's not going on Hillel himself. It's going on the Shechina. Rashi says, Im ani kan akil kan, deir shoy le rabim, shlo yechto, people shnatu chatoyim, bishmoy shla kodesh borchu. He said in the name of Hashem like, Im ani kan akil kan, kol zman sheni chofetz abayis azeh, when a kodesh borchu wants the base of Migdash, hu shechina si shu yeboi, my shechina, Hashem shechina is here, yekvoy de kayim, the base of Migdash will be here. V'yavoyu akil kan, everybody will come to the base of Migdash. Ovim tizchatu, if we'll do chatoyim, v'yasalak shechina si, and then Hashem will take away his shechina from the base of Migdash, miyovekan, who will come here? So Rashi's miyashiv is not Hillel saying it upon himself, he's just saying about the shechina. That calls them on the shechina is here in the base of Migdash, everybody comes to the base of Migdash. But when we do chatoyim by the churbin, Hashem takes away the base of Migdash. Who are you? He also used to say, who are you? I'm a king. It's Bezalel used to say like this, Lemokam shani oyhev shom ragle malichis. I see. The place that I want to go, that I love to go, my feet take me there. That means, in imtovo yel beisi, ani ovo yel beisecha. If you will come into my house, I will come into your house. But she's going back to Kodesh Baruch Hu again. If we come into our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the base of Migdash, Hashem will come into our house. Imato lo yisovo yel beisi, but if we do not come into the base of Migdash, ani lo yovo yel beisecha, I will not come into your place. Shenema, the Pesuk says, b'chol mokom asher asker eshemi, ovo yelecha v'raticha. Wherever we come and mentions Hashem's name, like we come to Hashem, is Hashem will give us a bracha. Yeah. And weiter, is going on Hillel. Afu ro gogoylas achas. He also saw one skull shetzofa pleyamayim that was floating on top of the water. Omar, he said to the skull like this, to the head, "No, somebody killed this person, and his head is floating in the water." Al di atfuch atfuch. Because you killed somebody else, that's why they killed you. And the person that killed you, he eventually will also have the same thing. In other words, the choyva de choyva. You killed somebody true because he deserved to be killed. But who asked you to kill him? So you got killed for that. And the person that killed you, he'll also get killed, even though you deserve to be killed, but that person doesn't have a right to kill you, so he'll also get punished for that. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Raglohi devar inish, a person's feet, in an Arvin Bay, they are responsible for where you go. Li'asa de mesvoyin tamon mavlinen yasei. Because the place where they take you to, that's the place you go. Or it depends where your feet take you to. Trash li'asa de mesvoyin. L'mokim shenigzir olav lomus boy mishomu mespakesh nitzel nishmosei. The place that where we have to die, that's where they want to take you there. Your feet take you there. And the ma'aseh was hanu tarti kushoy. There were two people. Rashi's Kushoi means Hashem Shir Yofim Karla Kushi. Since they were very nice people, they looked very beautiful, they're called Kushi. So they're two beautiful people, Teve Kaimi, Kaimi Shloimei. They were in front of Shloim HaMelech, and they were his Seifrim. Ali Chorev V'Yachya, V'nei Shisha. These were two brothers, the sons of Shisha. Seifrim the Shloim Heve. They were Shloim HaMelech Seifrim. Is Yoim Echad, and one day, Chazi L'malach HaMobis Devei Kotzif. Shloim HaMelech saw that the Malach HaMobis felt bad, he was in a bad mood. So Amalei, so Shlomo HaMelech said to the Malach HaMovis, Amaya Tzivus, how come you feel so bad today? You look so sorrow. Is Amalei told him, because they told me in Shemayim I should take away these two beautiful people here, the Yasvi Hochi, that they're sitting over here. And really, this is not the place I could kill them. The place I could kill them has to be someplace else. Trashi, the koboyi minoi, elu mizbak shemimeni lamala. I mean, Hashemayim, Hashem wants me to kill these two people. Shegi yezmanim lomus. So yehoyi yocholito mishmosam, but the Malach HaMovus could not kill these two people. Kivon shlenigzer aleim lomus kiyim b'sharluz. The place where they're supposed to die is in a special place, in the gate to go into the city of Luz. And right now these people were not there. So since they weren't there, the Malach HaMovus couldn't kill them, so Malach HaMovus felt bad, he can't do what he's supposed to do. So what happened, the Gemara says, is so when Shlomo Melech heard this, like that the Malach Mavis wants to kill these two people, is Masrinu Lesirim. He gave them over to take care of the Shadim. Shrashi Masrinu Shlomo. Shlomo Melech gave over these two people to take care now Lesirim, Leshadim. Shruhoye Melech Halayim. Shlomo Melech was the king over the Shadim also. He was the king even on the top, means even on Shadim, he was also the Melech. So he gave over the kingdom of the Shadim to these two Kushim here. And Shadrinu Lemechuzah de Luz, he told them, go live in Luz. Luz was a special city, Rashi says, Ier Shein Malachamav Shele Pesoichoi. But I mean a Pesoichoi, a special city that nobody died in. They used to live for a long time. The Malachamavs couldn't kill them in Luz. So Shlomo Melech thought, let these two people now go live in Luz, and there the Malachamavs can't get to you. What happened was, Kimata Lemechuzah de Luz, but when they got into the city called Luz, Shchivu, they taka died there. So they died there, it means on the shara, on the gate coming into Luz, right before they reached Luz, that's where the Malach Mavis was able to kill them. If they would have gotten inside, they would have been saved. But he got them on the doorpost, on the shara, the gate coming in. So, Kimot Lemechuz de Luz, when they reached the city, Shchiva, the Malach Mavis was able to kill them. They died there. Lemocha Chazi Malach Mavis Devi Kabodach. The next day, Shlomo Melech saw that the Malach Mavis was very happy. Omalei, amai b'dichos, how come you're so happy today? Omalei, he asked the boy minoi tamon shadrasinu, the place that I needed them, that's the place where I could kill them. Only in the shah, the entrance into Luz, that's where they went yesterday. So because like you let them go there, I feel happy I was able to kill them. So miyad right away, posach shleimai. Shleimai melech opened up and said, v'yama raglohi devarinish, a person's feet, in an arvon bay, they are responsible. Li'asa de misavoy in tamon mavlinen. Yasei, the place where the Malach Mavis wants you to go, they take you there. In other words, the Malach Mavis only has the right to kill you in a certain place. And he has to get you there in order to kill you. Who gets you there? Your feet. So your feet are the ones that are responsible like for your death. Right. Their feet took him there. The Malach, so the feet took him there. It's always that way. Tanya, Omru Alav Al Rab Shimon Megamliel, He Shoy Yosomach Simcha Beis HaShoeva. When he was happy by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, he had 8 torches, shelora fire. The zerik, he was juggling with them. The zerik achas v'leit lachas, he would throw up one and catch another one. With 8 torches, he was able to jog up and down, and one would not touch the other one. He's going on a shim megamliel. When he would bow down, is noyat shtei goyd laboros. He would like standing up and put his bend over, and stick his 2 thumbs into the ground. The Sheikhan then bent all the way down. The Noishik Eseritzpah and kissed the ground with his mouth. The Zaykim then stand up again. As his feet were standing straight up. He was able to bow all the way down like that, standing up. The Enkoberi Yechel Lassus Kane. Nobody else come out could do like this. Such an acrobat. They're able to, your feet standing straight up, just your body bent all the way down, able to kiss the ground. The Zuhi Kida. This is called Kida. Not Ishtacha, but it's called a Kida. Rashi says, so Amura Biksum, it says in the Psukim, the Yom Amar Kido Alapayim. Kido means bending all the way down your face, touching the ground. Baita, Levi, Achve Kido Kaime the Rebbe. Levi also wanted to show Rebbe what a Kido is to bow down like this. The Itloy, and he became lame because of that. He like broke his thigh. For the Gemara, Vagormale, is this what caused it? The Yom Rebeloza, Liyola Mayatia Chodim Dvorim Kapi Mala. A person should never have any tainus talk back like to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, talk bad Kapli Shemaya. Sharei Odom Godel was a great person, Levi. Had Tiach Dvorim Kapli Mali, once said something that sounded like not nice Kapli HaKodesh Baruch Hu. V'yitlo, and he became lame because of that. Umani, who was this chush of a person? Levi. So you see, it's something else that caused Levi to become lame. So Meron says, Ho v'ho gormalei. Both things happened. True, he did the chet that he was Tiach Kapli Mala. But when did he get punished? When you do something that's punishable. So here, since he was bending down, and it's very easy to break your thigh that way, so at the Shas HaSakona, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the punishment you're supposed to get, true for another Avera. So at this time, when you're in a matzev of being punished, that's when Hashem punished Levi for this other chet that he did. It was Matiach Dvorim Kapi Mala. Yehovah Gormalei. Levi have a Metayo Kaime the Rebbe. Rebbe, a lady was walking in front of Rebbe, Betimnei Sakine. He was able to jog with eight knives. He had eight knives jogging. Shmuel Kaime Shavamalka, Betimnei Mezogi Charma. He could jog with eight jars of wine. Eight cups of wine. He was able to throw them up and catch them. Betimnei Mezogi Charma. Eight glasses of wine. Abaya Kaime Derova, Os Betimnei Beya. With eight eggs. He was able to jog with eight eggs. The Amrilo, some say, be Abor Bey, only with four eggs. Tan Yom Rev Yeshua ben Chananya, Ki Shoyinu Smechim Simcha Beis HaShoeva. When we used to be Sukkis in the Beis HaMikdash, by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, the 7 days of Sukkis, Lorinu Shina ben Enu, we didn't sleep at all. All 7 days we were up the whole day. Kate said, have it come out. Shor Rishen in the morning, we brought the Talmud Shachar. Mishom Letfilu, right away we went to Davin Shachar's. Mishom le korba musaf. Then we went in the Beis HaMikdash to bring the korba musaf. Mishom le tefillah samusafim. Then they daven musaf right away. Mishom le Beis HaMedrash. After they went to learn in the Beis HaMedrash. Mishom le achilu. Then they went to eat to have the sudash al yomtiv. Ushia, they had achilu and shtia. They ate and drank. Mishom le tefillah samincha. Then it was already time to daven tefillah samincha. Mishom le tamach Rabbein Abayim. Then they went to bring the tamach Rabbein Abayim. Mikan v'elach, after they finished so much Rabbein Abayim, l'simchas Beis HaShoeva. Used to be up the whole night dancing and singing by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So the kids said they were up for 7 days straight. For the Gemara Eini, that can't be. The Yomer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, Shavua Shleisha and Shleisha Yomim. If somebody makes a Shavua, he promises that he won't sleep for 3 days, Yishino Malkino Yisai, we give him Malkus right now. Because it's called the Shvua Shav. It's something you can't do. You're going to have to sleep. So it's called the Shvua Shav. You get Malkus right now. The Yoshinli Alter. And the Shvua is not Chal. You're allowed to go to sleep right now. Because it's not possible to stay awake for 3 days straight without sleeping. So Gemara answers, Elohokikom. This is what he meant to say. Lo to'amnu tam shino. We didn't taste a good taste of sleep. Devi menamne akasved adodi. We used to doze off on the shoulders of our friend. In other words, it wasn't any time to go to bed. True, we taka fell asleep, we had a little doze, but just a little bit, a little sleep, we hopped on the shoulders of our friend. Right, then the Mishnah says, Chomesh Asara Mailas. There were 15 steps coming down from the Ezra Yisrael to the Ezra Noshim. Omale Rav Chizda, Luhumad Rabbonin, Tehebe Komesade Ragarata Kaimei. So Rav Chizda throw to Rabbonin that was setting, putting out the Agarat in front of him, saying over the Agodas. Omale, Shamei Elecho, did you hear? Hani Chomesh Asara Mailas Keneged Mi Omram David. Hey, if there's 15 Shira Mailas in, who did David say Keneged? Like on the Silk of Beis Shuev, on every step, they used to sing another Shira Mailas. But why did David HaMelech sing these 15 Shira Mailas in? Is Omale, so he answered back, Hochi Yom Reb Yechon. This is what Reb Yechon said, that Bishor Shekora David Shisen, when David HaMelech dug to make the Shisen, to make these holes, underneath the mokum of the Mizbeach, that the Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim should go down. In other words, this man the Yom holds that it wasn't created from Sheish Shemei Breishis. Before we had a Gemara that says the Shishim were created from Sheish Shemei Breishis. This man the Yom holds no, that David HaMelech himself dug down the Shishim. So at the time when David HaMelech dug down to make these holes, that the Yayin should go straight down, is Kofa Tohima, the underground, that the water started to shoot up. They wanted to destroy the whole world. Hey, the underground water wanted to come up. Is Omar David, so David HaMelech said, Chomesh Asara Mailas. He said here now, 15 Shira Mailas in, and he made the water go down, not to shoot up. If that was the case, Chomesh Asara Mailas, why is it called 15 like Mailas coming up? Yerdois mi boiler, should have said 15, pushing it down. He pushed it down 15 times. So Amalei, he said, since you reminded me, this is the way it was learned. Now you understand, Shat. That Bishor Shekora David Shisen, at the time David went to dig out these two holes under the Mizbeach where the wine and the water should go, the time the underground started to come up, wanted to destroy the whole world. His Omar David, David said, Miika diyod, does anybody know? I have a Shaila now. Does anybody know? Ishori lemichtav shame achaspa. Am I allowed to write now at the Shem HaMafarish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, on a chaspa, on an earthly kli? V'nishdayu b'toyma, and I'll take the Shem Hashem, Hashem's name, and I'll throw it into this time, into the hole here, and that will quiet down the water. O monach, and they'll be quiet. So leka the kamalei midi. Nobody told Dovra Melech anything. Izama Dovra, Dovra said like this. Called the Yodaya. If anybody knows, Lameima Vienna Oimer, anybody really knows what to tell me about the Shaila. And he's not telling me, Yechonek the Groini. We're going to choke him. We're going to choke him to death. So Nosa Achitoifo Kalbuchayma Biatmoy. Achitoifo made his own Kalbuchayma. It said like this. Uma Lasa Isholim, Ben Ishli Ishtoi, Omru Toiro, Shemi Shenechta Bigdusha, Yimocho Alamayim, the Madach by where your wife is a Saita. Allah says, you have to bring it to the Kohen. The Kohen writes the Megillah Saita, and it has Hashem's name written in the Megillah, and then he puts it into the water, and it dissolves in the water. So you're seeing you being Mochi, you're erasing Hashem's name for what purpose? Just to make Sholem, Ben Ishli Ishtoi. So, Lasoi Sholem, the Chol Olam Kuloi, here it's a question, so the underground water come and destroy the whole world. So you want to make shalom between the whole world. In the lachas kama v'kama, that it should be mutter to write Hashem's name in this piece of paper on the klicheres and throw it here. Is omalei shori. So therefore, Achitofel said, you know, it's mutter, Dovid HaMelech. You are allowed to write Hashem's name on a klicheres and throw it into this, into the shisen here. That's what Dovid HaMelech did. Is kosar shem achaspa. He wrote Hashem's name down on an earthly kli, the shadyat l'toim, and he threw it into the smokum we were digging that took the toim, the underground water, the nokas toim shisre alpha gamidon. Now the toim went down 16,000 like amis underneath the ground. That's how far down the water went. Is kichazi the nokas tuva yester dover melech saw that the underground water went down so far. Omar, he said, it's not so good. The water is too far away from the ground. If the water would be higher up, it would be better off for the ground. The ground would be more moist, more wetter, would be better for planting. So Omar, therefore now Dovid HaMelech went and he said, Chamesh Asara Milas. He went to send out the 15 Shemalasin. The Aske Chamisar Alfe Gamida. And each Shemalas brought it up another 1,000 Amas. So he brought the time up 15,000 Amas. But it went down 16. Slamais, it still remains 1,000 underneath the ground. The yuk may be alpha gamida, and it came out the underground water is 1,000 amis below the surface. So Amaulula said, Shema mina, from here we see that sumcha diarya, how thick is the ground, alpha gamida, 1,000 amis. That's how thick the ground is. Like under that, there already is the water. For the Gemara of Chazina de Karinon, Purta, we only have to dig a little bit, v'nafke maya, and automatically water comes out. So Kuri, you see, it's not 1,000 amis down the time. You just got to dig a little bit and automatically you get water. So Shemashma, the time is all the way up. So Amrav Meshashiyam, Hahu Mesulma de Pras. That's talking about like the river of Pras, which was in a very high place. On that place, the water could be elevated more higher up. You just have to dig a little bit. But the real time to get to its water, you'll have to dig down at least 1,000 amis. Anything higher than that is not from the time, it's only from the Sum of the Pras. That's a very high place. Its river water was higher up. The Kanim stood up in the Shar Elyon that was going down. Yeah. So Boria Biyamiya. Lamalo Asiris. It says they were on the 10th step. Does that mean the 10th step from top? That means the Noches Chomish, they only went down 5 steps. The Koi Asara, and they were standing on the 10th step. Oidilmet means the Mishnah, the Noches Asara. The Kanim went down 10 steps. The Koi Achamish, they stood on the 5th step. Take, this is a suffix. Tell Rabbonim, Mimash Mishnev, when the Pasuk says, Ufnayim Kedma, their face was facing towards the east. It was away from the Mokam of HaKodesh. Is any of there, don't I know, Shachareyim Alehechel Hashem, that their back was called the Eichel Hashem. As now the Tzadikim was saying, like, we're not like the Rishoyim. The Rishoyim before us used to have their face toward the east, and their back was towards the Eichel, towards the Shekhinah. So what does it got to say, the Mishnah Pshita? If the face was east, the back was towards west. Ela, Matam Eloi Ma'achareyim al Eichel Hashem. What does it mean to say their backs were towards the Eichel, towards Marv? Malame, that the Rishoyim before, Shoyopurin Atzman, used to uncover themselves. O Matrizin Kalpe Mata. They used to let the waste out of the body towards the Shekhinah. They used to say, we don't know from Hashem. That's what the Rishoyim used to do. And now the Tzadikim was saying, Pum Faket, that Onu Lekor, U Lekor Anenu. We are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our eyes. For the Gemara Eini, now let us say like this. Here we have two times Hashem's name. It's Onu Lekor, U Lekor Anenu. We are to Hashem, and to Hashem is our eyes. So he's saying Hashem's name twice. Fred Gemara v'Amar Rav Zera. Koloime Shema Shema. If you say Shema Shema twice, it's Kilu Oma Moidim Moidim. As if you're saying two different things. It looks like you're talking to two different gods. So you're not supposed to say two times Shema Shema or Moidim Moidim. And for sure you should not say Hashem's name twice. It looks like you're talking to two different gods. Say Elohochi Yarmi. This is what they said. Heima Mishtachvim Kedma. The Rishoyim before, they were bowing down the opposite way, to the east side. The Onu Lekor. But we are bowing down to the Marav side, to the Shechina. Now, the Anachnu Moidim V'Einenu Lekor Miyachlis. And our eyes are waiting for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it wasn't that he said Hashem's name twice, one next to another. There was the word Enenu in between. But hence the word Enenu is in between. There's no Aveira here of saying Hashem's name twice. All right, turn over.